Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. No, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in a palm, we break it in pieces, we a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it, heart frozen, cold-blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show, and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Teddy J. It is a beautiful Tuesday evening. It is 7 p.m. over where I'm at, 8 p.m. over at the East Coast, 5 p.m. over on the West Coast. And adjust your times accordingly wherever you are around the world. Thank you for coming through to yet another show. Man, it is a crazy day today, man. A lot of things going on, a lot of brainstorming and just grind going on, and when you really trying to get something done, you gotta definitely stick to it. And that's something I definitely get. I guess you gotta have the experience. You got to. It's a lot of stuff is hard. When stuff is hard, and there's a lot of challenges in front of you, it's gonna be hard, and you go like, oh God, I want to stop. But I think when you have those times, it helps make you better and being even greater at what you do. So I'm grateful for some of the hard times I went through because it helped me have great times. But kind of give y'all an overview on what's going on today's show. Today's show is you got some podcasts from the Global Tech Mixtape Series, and that's some artists from a record label, Investment Black Records, by the name of which is owned by Mr. Harold Tillery. And the artists we'll be having on today are Mr. Rockmore and Tia Falani. They'll be on here today. We're talking to them. They'll just about how they actually got involved with the label and just basically their overall process, how they got into music, and how they just definitely, you know, started working this project, everything that's just going on. And they got a very great team that's behind them, that works very hard for them. And that's something that a lot of people really work hard as far as their careers and in the entertainment industry, finding people who back them up and just have the facts like that. So it's definitely, I definitely give depth to them. And a lot of artists would just have to pat you on the back and pat your team on the back for what they do. I also want to just say, I'm going to say my team is, man, wherever I'm in the rut, man, a definitely good team is definitely needed. And I just want to thank Aaron, you know, for holding down the switchboard for me. Why? I am hopeful because I'm out and about right now, y'all. You know, usually I'm sitting there in front of the switchboard and all that stuff, but I'm actually out and about. I'm doing the show, but I actually got my boy Aaron running the switchboard, so very grateful for that. And it's just great to have a great team behind you that's just along with you. And that's one of the reasons why both of us have seen our sites as that great success. And just to show us doing the compilation of the show is just great success. And just by y'all, too, because y'all supported and knocked it out there. All right, so what we're going to go ahead and do, we're going to go ahead and go to a quick song. So that's kind of your cue to cue up a song. Let's go ahead.
No problem.
All right. The song. Let's go ahead and drop that. Let's see the red shades track in there. Drop the red shades track.
Okay. I got it coming.
All right. Now we'll be right back after this. After this music break, right here on My Fat Dust Live, boy Teddy J, being some produced basically by Eric from NACDVA.com right now. So it's just a little bit crazy, man. It's just definitely, like I said before, it's great to have good help.
Hard times in life, you'll be right there.
Alright, welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. Everett, do we got anybody in the switchboard right now, man?
Yes, we do. We got a area code 678.
Go ahead, open up that line for me. Let's see what we got in the building.
Okay, I'm opening. Welcome to the show.
Hello, hello. What's going on with y'all, fellas? This is actually Rockmore, the artist that's supposed to be checking in with you guys a little later on.
Yes, sir. Okay, okay. So just pick you up, man. Can't wait to have a great interview with you, man. You sorry, I checked out your music and whatnot, and you got some really hot music. And then, of course, get the look that the lady's gonna be after. They like the dude that's kind of got like that thug approach to you, but you also like business minded. That's the way you do it. So.
I definitely appreciate you having me, man, and just opening up that avenue to allow us to have a display case, man. So thanks, man. Thanks for having us, man.
Most definitely, man. Okay, so we're gonna go to some more music before we go into the show some more. Evan, go ahead and put that.
Am I a little early? Do you want me to call back?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, you can stay on set online because we're going to bring you on right to this next sound. We go ahead and bring you on right after that.
Okay.
Go ahead and drop that. It should be a song by Lil Rico called Life and Letters. Drop that track.
My whole life in letters, with the paper crumpled up. They said I couldn't do it, but Rico turned it up. And everybody said, boy, you must be kidding. I said, nah, but one day I'ma be winning. I'm losing now, but everybody's tuning now because I'm playing with them wrecks. And every day I say they down. You can call me Lil Rico, or even L.I.L. And I'ma tell the truth because that's all that I can tell. Let go. Everybody that helped me make it through, especially my mama, you know I love you, especially my dad, I do it all for you, and rest in peace to my grandmama, Betty Boone, I'm missing you, and everybody said that Rico couldn't do it, I elevated, and now everybody is moving with the movement, everybody say keep doing that good music, cause one day it's gonna pay y'all, best believe that you can do it.
Down, he wasn't talking to me. everybody. Oh. This is Miss Computer Lady, WMCL. And whenever I'm not busy, I tune into Life After Dusk Live with Ceddie J on the Dusk Spot.
All right. How about y'all? Welcome back to the show, man. Welcome back. Man, shout out to Aaron that's holding down the Swiss bar right now. He's really doing his thing. I'm going to head open the lines. Yep. Rock, want to sit in the building with me, man?
Yeah, no doubt. I'm still here.
All right, man. Well, we're going to go ahead and do what we do, man. And that's, I'm getting in and just going to get a story in about you. So, first of all, you know, we know you're rocking well, but kind of give us a background on how you got started, man. How did Rockmore come about to get into music?
Oh man, wow. Just like most other young brothers, you know, I got drawn to it by being around it a lot. You know, I had a lot of DJs that I grew up around. A lot of brothers was, you know, doing a lot of breakdancing and stuff like that, and actually that's how I got drawn into it, through the DJ aspect of it. I was always intrigued with the music portion of it before I even got to the lyrics. And I started off DJing for a little bit, and you know, once I kind of really started mastering that craft, I saw how exciting it was for the MC when the crowd would notice how he was articulating his words and just captivating the crowd. I really wanted a piece of that. I was like, wow. I was like, I'm putting these records on, but man, the MC, he drawing the crowd. So a lot of times I would go write my little rhymes, and then I start saying them in front of people, man, and the response was a little bit more than I expected. And then from that point on, I just realized that I could rap better than I could DJ. So that was the end of my DJ career, and I just like any other artist, man, I just followed my passion. I love to do it. You know, this is something that I love to do, regardless of anything else that comes along with it, like paychecks, monetary gain, and fame and all of that. I love to do it. So I'm driven by that passion, man.
Yeah, you know what? And just what you just said, too. I mean, you know, you were DJing first, and then you went into, you know, being an MC. I think what that did, which I would tell people, make sure you know how to do at least more than one thing. Like, don't just be just the artist. You got to, even if you're not going to do graphic designing all the time, do that as well. Mm-hmm. Do it to kind of get an understanding of it. And that's and with that, with you being a DJ first, that helps you learn how to break your own music.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I mean? And anybody that's grown up on hip-hop knows that it's a couple different aspects of hip-hop. You know, you got your breakdancing, you have your MCing, your DJing, and your graffiti. So, you know, I was out of that school that actually built the foundation. So, you know, I knew that being involved with hip-hop, you needed to know exactly what it was about, you know. And I think a lot of our artists these days, you know, we just need to know what it's about, you know. I don't have no problem with any artist taking it wherever their heart desires, but at least know where it comes from and what it's about.
Right, and that's the thing. A lot of people just don't know. They just don't know. Sometimes, you know, more so just don't care to know where it's coming from. You just like, this is get some music out. I don't care. This is one of the music out. And don't do it from their heart. They just do it for the money or whatnot.
Yeah,
and it comes out that way. I mean, they'll get the, first you're gonna get it wherever you desire. You're gonna get it, and they desire is about more about the money. Then of course the money is gonna come. But then the problem, then it's gonna be like, okay, the respect won't be there because they're not being them. So you know they're not. So it's not being of them. It's just, oh, I just want money.
Yeah. Which is a huge misconception. You know, anybody that knows anything about this business, money comes after a long line of grueling ups and downs and just dedication. Money comes after the dedication. So, yeah, a lot of people, you know, get involved in it and don't realize that. But yeah, man, I'm enjoying it. I'm loving it. I'm enjoying it, and it feels good just to still have people embrace what I do. You know, so hey, I can't complain.
Right. So, I mean, so just taking that, man, like, with the music as well, if you think you've been around it and DJ, was there something else you want to do besides music first? Because sometimes we all, it's not necessarily music we all were doing. Something else we did kind of led us to get better at doing music.
Yeah. Actually, to be honest with you, man, I started off acting. I was doing little plays in school and in elementary school, actually. And then from that point, actually, I was doing modeling, too. When I was younger, my mother, she was real heavy into modeling, and mother's a beautiful woman, and she would take me with her, and I would kind of just, you know, she didn't do runway modeling, but she did print work and some runway, but just not like huge runway stuff. And I started getting around crowds and started being comfortable around a large crowd of people, and at that point I knew that, you know, entertainment was something that I wanted to be involved in. It felt comfortable. I felt natural. I felt at home in front of crowds. So that's what kind of prompted me to feel comfortable enough to want to get into the music. It did start from, you know, acting and, you know, being around my mother, what she doing, the modeling and things of that nature. But far as like a blue collar, 9-to-5 type of thing, I don't know. I don't think I ever really wanted to do that. I think I never wanted to do that. I think it always been entertainment.
I agree. I mean, myself, I tried it, but it just, and it's not like, you know, everybody's like, some people try to say, well, you know, black people always want to be rappers or what. It's different. It's different when you're actually good at what you're doing, and you're doing, and your heart is really in it, and you've tried to do everything else, but your heart does not stay there, then I think that it's right for you to go into entertainment. That's what a lot of people say, try to scare you for not doing it. I mean, some people just doing it just to be doing it, but if you're passionate in it, then I think it's only right for you to be in it.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. You have to, the love has to be there. And that's with anything you do. I mean, I always, one of my mottos that I live by is chase what you love and the money you follow. And whatever that is, if that's being a plumber, a teacher, an artist, a spokesperson, whatever it is that you want to do, do what you love. And then the money will come. The money will come. So, you know, just chase what you love. Just chase what you love, man.
Right, I know that, like, they always, like, it's always a joke, they always go, I want to be the guy that writes the checks. Hey, I want to be the person that writes checks, but honestly, in a sense, you think about it, that means a lot of times you got to kind of step, away from the after role, and for me, I can't sit at a desk out there, I just can't do it. I just can't sit.
Say it again, what you say, Steady, you can't do it?
I just can't sit at a desk all day and just write. Right out there and go, okay, all right, let's put this artist in this place. Like, the people that do that, more power to them, and they are great at doing it, they have passion for doing it, more power to them, because that's just something that I just really can't see. I can't really do, because my attention span doesn't stay there.
you got to be on the playing field. You got to be on the mix of things.
Right.
I understand that, man. I'm the same way. I understand that. I mean, yes. But to make this thing work, you got to have all players in their right position. So, yeah, you're right. Kudos. I tip my hat off to those guys, too, but I couldn't do it myself.
Definitely, man. The next question, we're going to get into, too, because I know as far as, like, when did it happen with you starting to work with Harold and whatnot on the Invest in Black Records? Like, how did that come about?
Actually, man, we family, really. I mean, like, we have a lot of mutual friends that we were, like, in the same circles, you know, I say about maybe seven to 10 years ago, we was in some of the same circles. I mean, I actually was, he was designing clothes at one time, and I actually was wearing some of his garments. And I hadn't formally met him, and we just got a lot of mutual friends that we were real close with. And finally, once I got down to Atlanta, we got a chance to get together, have a meeting of the minds, and then really, like, you know, come together and talk about what it is that we want. And, you know, he let me know what IBR's vision was, you know, and I was like, you know what, man, this thing is cohesive. We want the same thing. So, you know, let's sit down and let's come together, man, and make some magic. And ever since then, man, we just been keeping our nose to the grind and trying to, you know, be innovative about what's going on next, and just trying to make some history, really, you know. But it's a great home, man. I mean, I have nothing but a love and admiration for H and everything he do, man. He's a hard worker, and he's a hustler to the heart. So, you know, when you got somebody that you can roll with, man, trust me, that's important in this. Any artist that's listening to the sound of my voice right now, if you have someone that you can roll with, that you could trust, that y'all have the same ideas, the same passion, the same goal, roll with them. Ride it till the wheels fall off.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's not any artist to hear that even more so from another artist, because I could tell them that all day, but they just going to look at me like, yo, okay, this guy.
They learn the hard way. Keep starting over and keep trying to burn bridges and try to go back. And, you know, once you start losing momentum in this business, it's hard. You have to keep the momentum going with the team that you got, man. And ain't no team perfect. Let me just say that. It's going to be some things that you're not going to agree with. There's going to be some things that you feel like should be done differently. You know, all of that comes with it. You just got to learn how to pick and choose your battles. But for the most part, if you're moving forward and y'all progressing, keep rolling with it till the wheels fall off, baby.
Yeah, one of my bosses, he's always say, you got to learn, take the good with the bad. He's always say that, take the good with the bad.
Yep.
Just like that. So,
no doubt.
And I take that with me. Like I see them people like me on Facebook and stuff, and they're like, all the sad, some statuses and whatnot. I always try to give them words of wisdom and tell them that, like, you got to take the good with the bad. Don't think that everything's going to be peachy.
Yeah. That's real talk right there. I mean, yeah, it's going to be peachy sometimes, but sometimes them peaches going to be sour too, so, but you still got to eat them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
That's to
do with it. And okay, so what's that? You was that? So how did this Global Tech mixtape project come about?
Man, we got selected through Island Def Jam and Elevate Entertainment, and we basically sat down and you know, like I said, they selected some of the material that we submitted, and you know, it was a blessing. They, you know, approved things that we thought was going to be approved, so that worked out perfectly too. And it's on now. It's on and popping, man. We just got finished putting the promo reels together for it, so you can see exactly what's going to be on it. And this is a huge look for any artist involved on it. I mean, this mixtape is going to be global. It's going all over. It has artists from Africa, it has artists from Ireland, it has artists from France, Spain, it has artists from all over Australia. I mean, this thing is
like a
melting pot, man. It's if you love good music and you got a good ear for diversity of music, man, you'll love this mixtape. It's coming out, there's three versions of it. One's coming out, I believe, the end of this month or beginning of the next, and then the two will follow those in the spring and summer. So, yeah, be on the lookout for Global Attack Mixtape. It's distributed digitally through Island Def Jam and Elevate Solutions. So, yeah, man, it's a beautiful thing, Seti. It's a beautiful thing, man.
And it looks like by the means of the looks of it, when I saw an interview he actually had, like he's going to try to do kind of like wild music and kind of keep it going.
And say that again for me, Sadie. Say it again.
I said it seems like he's what he's going to do is kind of like wild music and keep it going.
Yeah. I think it's going to be. I know it's going to be a beautiful thing because you got a lot of strong artists that's actually going to be on the project too. I understand Taylor Swift's going to be a part of it and a few other huge names. So, you know, this is something that's going to be great exposure for everybody that's involved. So, I mean, you know, once it come out, Don't wait to hear about it. You know, go download your copy and just rock out to it and enjoy it.
Yeah, because I mean, with me, just playing on the station and stuff every day, I get to see that myself. Like, man, like, I hear it's like a melting pot of so many different styles, and like I told you before, over and over and over again, you all do different things. Like, I don't have, none of y'all sound alike, and I don't,
right.
I it's rare that you hear any project with people doing that. Very rare.
Yeah, you're right, because that takes a chance, because you're not sticking to the format. And whenever you do that, you're going to ruffle some feathers just on the corporate side of things. You know, the industry is driven by a lot of people that have the corporate agenda as the main agenda, and they want to stick to whatever is playing on the top 40 charts. But when you, like you said, when you throw in an assortment of good music coming from all type of backgrounds, You can't go wrong with that. You can't go wrong with it. So, like I said, I'm happy to be a part of it, man. I feel blessed to be a part of a project like that.
Right. And, like, what would you say is your description of the style of music you do? Like, everyone pretty much has a different style. How would you describe how you go about into how your music is?
That's a good question. I would say if I had to, one word would pop in my mind, passion. I would say that. I mean, when I'm creating and I do what I do, I don't try to overthink what I do. I just kind of, like, I'm a feeler. Like, I feel the music. I feel my lyrics. I'm not one that sets down and does a lot of technical thinking. I mean, I don't write any lyrics down. You know, everything I do is mentally. And it's funny because a lot of people talk about how Jay do it, and I was doing it for years, but I was thinking, you know, I was lazy. I was like, well, man, you're not writing it down. I kind of felt bad about it for a while, but when I realized, no, that's actually a gift, then I started embracing it more. But I used that to help just channel my emotions and inspiration. So, I mean, by me not writing it down and just it coming out of my mind and my heart, I would say passion. Passion is probably one of the keywords I would use to describe what I do now. That could come in whatever kind of form it is. You know, if it's a song that needs me to be aggressive, I could be aggressive. If it's a song that needs to be a little bit more finessed and suave and diplomatic, I can do that. But I just let the music guide me, Seti. I don't try to overthink it, man.
Well, definitely. And so, I mean, this goes into the fact of having passion for what you do. When you have passion for something, that your heart guides you in how you do it. So.
Yeah, no doubt, definitely.
Yeah, most definitely, man. All right, let me double check something real quick. Aaron, do we have anyone else that's on the line?
There's nobody at this time.
Okay, all right. So, man, I'm trying to think. As far as YouTube, man, Rockmores, it's definitely great to just finally hear a voice with a person. Well, hear the music, but a voice that's been talking to you, knowing the person, because I think that's one of the best things about this whole project, and as well as doing this show, I get a chance to talk to y'all and kind of get your stories and understand different things y'all do and kind of get on your aspect.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's like I said, man, I can't drive that point home enough. It's a great project. Y'all get out there and support this thing, because first and foremost, if you love music, then I know right now everybody's thirsting for the next good thing to sink their teeth into musically. And it's 2011, it's a new year. You got a lot of new artists coming out now that are, you know, creative thinkers that's thinking outside the box with their music and not afraid to take chances. It's a good year for music. You know, it's just, you know, a shifting with the music. Everybody right now is thinking about how can they be more creative than the next. And that's what hip-hop needed. That's what music needs in general. So, yeah, please go get the project. You will not be disappointed. Trust me.
Most definitely, man. Most definitely. All right, so I'm going to ask you my crazy question, because, of course, that's everyone's favorite segment on here, because you get to hear a little bit of everything in the answer some of y'all have are just wild. Okay, so crazy question number one, which isn't too crazy. First,
okay.
I gotta ask you right off the bat, who are your top five favorite artists, dead or alive?
Ooh, you're going to do that, Seti? Oh, wow.
Yes, sir.
Man, I'm going to tell you something. Like, and let me just say this, look, every artist, that's a difficult question for every artist. Because if you really, really love this music, it's going to be a little bit of everybody that you love. But I'm going to try to make this simple. Wow. Oh, boy.
I put a tough perspective, and especially when you hit people on the spot, because then they can go, okay, well.
Yeah. Because whatever, I'm going to tell you, whatever I say when I get off, when I finish talking with you, I'm going to say, why you ain't say this? Oh, man, why you ain't, you know, so. But here we go. I'm going to say this. And this is not in no particular order, because that would be almost impossible. But I'm going to have to definitely say Nas.
Okay,
I'm throwing that one. Okay, I'm gonna have to say Nas, Rakim.
New one. That's new. I always say this. Who says new ones? That's a new one for the show. I haven't heard that one yet.
Okay. I gotta say Eminem. Gotta put Tupac in there too. And then, see, this is where it gets tricky because, I mean, there's so many others that could slide in that fifth spot. I mean, you got anybody from Jay to Biggie to Lil Wayne to, I mean, oh, man. But to close that fifth slot out, I'm gonna have to roll with Jay. I'm gonna have to roll with Jay for that fifth spot. Now, it could have been a whole slew of other ones. If you would have gave me my best 50, I could have handled that. I could have handled that a little better, you know. But
right.
Yes.
But see, that's what I told you. It doesn't necessarily mean there's other artists you wouldn't have put there. It's just okay. You just had to think on top of your head rather than having to sit there and think. You just think of some top five artists on top of your head.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. Like. There's plenty of artists I like, but someone asked me, off the top of my head, I just give them like five of them. Because it's just, man, like you said, it's just too many. Like, you love the music, especially when you love multiple genres. There's
yep.
no way you can pick five artists. It's hard.
Right. Yeah, it is. Well, if you notice, I just stuck hip hop. I didn't even try to complicate myself with throwing pop and R&B and reggae. Man, I would have been scrambled. So, I had to keep it that because you talking going pop, that's a whole other category. That's a whole other category.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say if we go pop, it got to be Michael Jackson. He's number one if we go pop.
Oh, and, yeah, most definitely.
You know, but I mean, yeah.
I just have to say Mike overall.
Yeah.
Almost because his musicianship, he's pretty much, for a lot of people have paid into the stuff he's done and just kind of just taking that with him.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's influenced, like, every facet of the music across the board and every genre. I mean, everything. I mean, he's the most influential artist that I believe is of all time. I think he's even more influential, more so than they like to make Elvis out to be.
Right. I mean, everyone, because, like, Bobby was tragic about Elvis, but also, super, was more so, more of you, I mean, people... Well, was so tragic about Michael Jackson, just, you know, just crazy, like, how it just happened. It just, wow.
Yeah.
Here we all were getting ready for This Is It tour, and then I remember what happened when he died, too. I was literally in the barbershop, in the chair, heard this, I was like, nah, man. I said, people, and that's when they were first saying it was speculated rumor.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, so a lot of people started these rumors and whatnot. Twitter, getting the food, this, that, and the other. I was like, okay, I don't believe it really. I have to see it for myself. And
then
they mentioned it, man. When they told, they say he was, man, dude, I started bawling like crazy, man.
Man, it's a great
loss. One of my biggest dreams was to interview him someday because I wanted to be one of the people that interview and what. And I just say the best because Candy Lynn is the other artist who was on here yesterday. So the way she commented on Facebook today just proves the point of how I try to run my show. I don't go after that slewing artists and stuff. You know, everyone's very negative. We want to get the negative stuff out there because we want the great press because we went we got the tea in or whatnot.
Yeah.
So that's what's up. Okay,
yeah, I mean,
man.
It's a great loss, man. It's definitely a great loss for not only music, but just, you know, for the human race in general. Because, I mean, Mike did so much more than just music. He was a superior humanitarian and everything. I mean, he really was a lot more than people knew. But, you know, they always, you know, the old saying, you people don't know you and love you till you die. So, but, you know, forever, Mike always rang with us. But, yeah, man, I mean, I love it. It's all good.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Well, shoot. I'll go ahead and let everyone know your information, man. That's how they can hit you up.
Okay. You could definitely catch me on Twitter at Rock One More. You know, tweet at me there. Then you know, you can catch me on Facebook. On Facebook, I went in a little bit with the government. It's Ryan Rockmore Alexander, and I also can be reached at investinblack.com. I have a page there. You can check me out there and just, you know, check me out on YouTube and just get familiar with me, y'all. Just get to know me. Just get familiar with what I'm doing. And those that are already riding with me, I appreciate the journey that you're sharing with me. And let's keep it moving.
All right, man. Awesome. I want to go ahead and thank you yet again for coming through, man. Just your overall story is just great, and I just wish the best of luck to you, man, and the record label as well. Y'all really just, and you said y'all families, that's what's going to help and continue to help y'all grow.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, man, we appreciate it. Ceddie J, you laying it down. The show is incredible. You know, just keep doing what you do. Keep staying in your lane. Don't worry about what everybody else doing. Keep doing what you do, because we need an outlet like this. We need an outlet where we're able to be seen, not biased, not a whole bunch of tricked out, propped up questions to pull out beef and how you feel about this rapper. Man, so many times I go to interviews and people want to automatically do that, and that, I hate that. Just let's just talk. I'm not here to worry about that. Let's just talk. So I appreciate you just having that integrity, man. So keep doing what you're doing, man. We appreciate it. You know, Investing Black definitely is thankful that you allowed us to come through. Shout out to everybody that's listening, everybody on Facebook, everybody on Twitter. Shout out. Appreciate y'all support. Ceddie J, you know, keep tuned in to him.
No, definitely, man. I appreciate you coming through. Man, y'all, we're going to go ahead and close the show a little earlier today. And yet again, let's just thank my guests for coming through. I want to thank Aaron just for being there for me whenever, man. It's definitely great to have you on my team, man. And
hey, I'm here,
so too.
I just wanted to ask you a question. Do you want to let the people hear the new promo for the Wednesdays and Mondays show before we...
Oh, yeah, because I was actually to mention that, yeah. Y'all make sure y'all check out tomorrow, because we'll have Harlem Six, who's a part of Wu-Tang Clan, that'll be on here tomorrow. And, of course, you know, at the Blackbird Report every Monday and Wednesday. So we'll let y'all hear that promo, and then we're going to roll on out. But I got to say my piece, you know, I always say every in every show, and everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, just remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, there's God, there is a way. Got to it in the episode of Life at the Dust Live. We'll see y'all tomorrow. I'm going to drop that promo, Eric.
Tune in to the Black Ray Report, brought to you by NHCBVA.com, on Life After Dusk, live by City J at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific Time.
Good night, y'all.